Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. And 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, then Thursdays and Fridays. It's Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. We got very special guests, Belmont County guests. After the 8 o'clock news, Julie Larish is going to be here. Belmont County, Hoof and Paw. She needs help. If you care about animals in Belmont County, you need to get in touch with Julie Larish. She is one of the best people and always looking for help, always anything you can do to help her, because she cares about these animals like you would not believe. Also, Belmont County here this hour, a great employer on National Road right next to Chaps. ECM Energy Services, we got live exclusive interview here in studio with Alex Brnelovich, Vice President of Operations, and James Conner, Area Operations Manager, ECM Energy Services. Oops, I just dropped your pamphlet here. Sorry about that, James. That's good. Here. All right, fine. So we are back. You are still looking for top quality professional drivers, right?
We are.
And the pay, how good is the pay? Is it comparable with your competitors? Are you hitting it out of the park? What are you doing now with this?
The pay is top tier. So on day shift, we have a top rate of $31 an hour. And on night shift, we have a top tier pay of $34 an hour. That's a $3 an hour shift differential between days and nights.
Boy, don't tell anybody here at the radio station. We'll lose all of our employees.
Well, listen,
lose all of them. Hell, I'm ready to go out the door. That's incredible.
I got one even better right now.
Yes, what?
A $10,000 sign-on bonus.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
A $10,000 sign-on bonus.
Paid out weekly.
Starting when?
After 90 days. It pays out weekly for 52 weeks.
ECM Energy Services?
Absolutely.
Can you guys still make money giving out all this money? Can you still make a profit?
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll figure it out.
I was going to say. It's just unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. You wanted to mention something about the logistics?
Yes.
Yeah, so what does that mean?
Logistics, I mean, that's a huge piece of our business. And when it comes to driver support, as we were talking earlier, our logistics team, our dispatch manager, Marcy, and her team of dispatchers do an outstanding job of navigating these guys across these roads, through these roads.
Give me an example, because I don't know what that means. What would Marcy say? I'm a driver, and I just picked up a load of brine water or something on High Ridge Road in Bel Air. What is Marcy going to do for me?
So in the case that you were to not be familiar with the area, as there's a lot of areas that we're not familiar with, we have technology that she can essentially watch you and walk you right into location.
Yeah, it's called telematics. Our telematics provider is Samsara, and it's two-pronged. It not only provides GPS location where you can, like James had mentioned, lead you right into a location, but it also has the ability for inward-facing cameras as well as outward-facing cameras, and it can identify, based upon AI technology, any type of unsafe driving. And then the dispatch is able to reach out to the driver. Hey, are you feeling okay today? You looked a little fatigued, or hey, put your cell phone down, or whatever it may be. So
really? We
really have that.
It's like Apple Maps, except 100 times better on steroids.
Absolutely.
Oh, so that's another piece of support for the driver as well as
the whole department. Is Marcy local? Is she from around
they're
here?
They're centralized.
Okay, yeah. That means she's not from around here. Okay, fine.
They're centralized just in Waynesburg.
Yeah. Okay. That's great.
Yes. Again, honesty would be good here
in this last segment here, James.
That telematics is a big piece. But it takes the operators, our dispatch team, and Marcy herself to really utilize that tool to set our drivers up for success.
I really need to have Marcy in studio, not one of you guys. I need to get her in here. So maybe
we can make that happen.
Next time. That'd be wonderful. Oh, my goodness gracious. Because communication is so important. People don't realize how important the communication skills are in so many different areas, especially when it comes to safety. You might say one thing and they might think that you mean another, but you got to use every word just the right way.
Absolutely.
No question. Okay, now, I know, well, I shouldn't say I know, but I've heard that there are a lot, by the way, live exclusive interview here with a team from ECM Energy Services, Alex Brnelovich, a Vice President of Operations, James Collar, Area Operations Manager, and they're looking for top quality professionals. I mean, and are truly the best of the best, and hopefully that's you. And if you measure up to their standards, you've got a career pretty much for life at six figures and you're home every night. It's just, honestly, it's unbelievable that it's happening here in the Upper Ohio Valley, but it is that damn good of an opportunity. So I've heard that with trucking companies and other vehicle type things that there's with drivers, there's always like this big conflict with the mechanics. The mechanics and the drivers. One side you got the drivers, the other side you got the mechanics, and they hate each other. Is that the case here? And if it is, tell me some good stories.
No, another great support area.
See, that's terrible because it would have been a much better interview if you had had some wonderful stories. Well, this mechanic killed one of our drivers. You know, it's like, oh, really? This is good.
No, I mean, in our environment, our mechanics truly welcome every driver in with open arms, reporting those repairs. Because
why is there such a conflict in so many places with drivers and mechanics? I would think it'd be a natural, automatic, we're on the same page. Why is there conflict?
I think it's a natural blame game in anything, really? Right? You know, pass the buck kind of thing. But it doesn't really exist here at ECM. Our team, our support team of in-house mechanics in both our Belmont as well as our Bowerston yards work around the clock. They are their two shifts themselves, sometimes three shifts if we need it. A driver will work a mid-shift to cover the workload. But it's a very open door policy. Driver has an issue doing a pre-trip or post-trip on a vehicle, walks right into the shop. Those mechanics are made to be available during those witching times, right? Those 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. times, just for the addressing of those small issues that come about during shift change time.
What's the biggest problem typically with drivers and mechanics? Like, is there one thing like, oh, I'm hearing a buzz, or I'm, you know, something feels loose, or something, and you know, as non-specific as that, or is it one specific thing that it's typically, well, the gas gauge doesn't work or something along those lines?
No, I mean, I explain to all of our drivers, team members, give them as much detail as possible. I spent a good amount of time on the fleet side, and the more detail, the more information, the better, right? I mean, we've all been there. You stop into a shop, and the mechanic looks at you and says, "What sound is it making?" Right?
Yeah.
Even those awkward, weird sounds that you're making with your mouth can help a mechanic lead them in the right direction.
Can you make any of those sounds?
I can. I'm fresh out of them.
It would have been great if you could do even one. What about you, Alex? Can you make one of those sounds?
I'm fresh out of them.
Oh, guys, come on. I'm trying to save this interview here.
But our in-house maintenance team, along with our in-house maintenance manager, Jeremy, again, he would be a good one to have on the show.
What's the most interesting problem that was solved with a driver and a mechanic? Was there some weird, crazy thing? It's like, oh my God, I can't believe this actually happened.
Most recently with the shackle.
Yeah, recently we had a spring shackle? That both, you know, both, again, collectively, both the mechanic and driver were able to identify to avoid a potential hazard, major potential hazard.
Is it, clearly I don't know, the good relationship that you guys have between drivers and mechanics, does that add greatly to the hours of safety that you talked about, 2 million hours and all that?
110%.
Wow. It would seem to be like a no-brainer that every company should do the same thing. So you'd have really good safety, but that's not the case.
Well, sometimes it's conflict avoidance, right? So
really?
Excuse me.
If we had a cough button, nobody would hear this right now. But we don't have a cough button, so everybody heard this. So that's okay.
But yeah, so a lot of times it's conflict resolution. Hey, bringing things out in the open. Some of our mechanics have been ex-drivers, which I think helps things, as well as having the right technology. We have an in-house maintenance dashboard that we use. The drivers are able on their cell phones or on their iPads to go ahead and mark up the truck on a pre and post trip. They take pictures of what the issues are. They write things up with notes, and then they're able to see on their end The next shift, if that actual issue was resolved by a mechanic. Because the mechanic gets sent that and he starts his work order and actually starts the process of fixing the vehicle off of that, you know, initial ticket, you know, that was put in for maintenance.
I had no idea there was the this level of technology when it comes to driving a brine truck. I had no idea. It's almost like this is a pilot talking with maintenance about how the plane landed yesterday or just a few minutes ago. That's
absolutely,
that's amazing. Now, we don't have much time left, and I do want to go over, and again, live exclusive interview here, ECM Energy Services. Full disclosure, my clients, I love these guys in a non-threatening, completely heterosexual sort of way. They are in Belmont County. Alex Brnilovich, Vice President of Operations, James Conner, Area Operations Manager. They're right next to Chaps on National Road. If you're looking for a top-quality career with the best professionals in the whole tri-state area, a job that'll pay six figures easy and will be around for a very, very, very long time from what these guys are telling me, this is the place, and they have great coffee mugs. They really do, which are dishwasher safe, but take them out before the dryer, right?
That's it. That's
all right,
it.
So I hate that. But anyway, fine. So I'll work with the best. The pay is insane, $31 an hour. Day shift, 34, night shift, $10,000 they get.
Sign-on bonus.
Sign-on bonus.
Paid out weekly.
Okay, and performance bonuses as well?
Yeah.
What else do you have?
So here's another spotlight, right?
Yes.
There's a lot of times you're out there and you've created relationships with your other fellow workers, right? If you were one of those individuals that chose to break free but wanted to bring your friends aboard, we're also offering a $3,000 referral bonus.
If I recruit one of my coworkers at the old plant or the old job, I bring my friend with me.
You get $3,000.
Does he have to pass the drug test?
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, then maybe I won't get $3,000 from some of my friends. But if they can pass the drug test, that's great. What else?
That's a big piece.
Yeah. Insurance.
Insurance.
And how long do you have to wait before you're covered?
30 days.
That's it. That's
and
great.
Then the other big item that we've added here recently, I truly believe in, you know, work hard, play hard. So the wife always wants to go to the beach. I always want to go to camp. So here recently
we got a new wife. That would be my solution.
we have created the
opportunity. I mentioned I was divorced.
We have created the opportunity,
yeah,
for your first year employees to accrue 80 hours of PTO, which is 2 weeks of PTO in their first
PTO
year.
PTO is what?
Paid time off.
80 hours?
80 hours.
In the first year, 2 weeks off in the first year.
Yep.
That's great. That is just, I've been in the Valley a very long time, on and off, I've been in some, and one of the big problems over the decades, lousy jobs, now not very good job opportunities. And to me, it's just like mind-blowing that we're having this discussion here right now with this kind of pay, this kind of, these kinds of benefits, this kind of everything here in the Upper Ohio Valley. Doesn't matter if you're in West Virginia or Ohio or Pennsylvania or wherever else, you know, you're hearing this thing. This is unbelievable. It really is. Hey, we are almost out of time, guys, and I appreciate the fact that you came in. I appreciate that you are my clients, and I'm doing whatever I can to help help you guys be even more successful than you already are. So I always give my guests the last word. You each have about a minute to say pretty much anything you want directly to our listeners. So let's start first here with James Conner, Area Operations Manager, ECM Energy Services. I'll give Alex some time to come up with something here.
I thought I was thinking.
He's the boss. He's the vice president. I mean, come on. You know you got to be first here. Now he's thinking, oh, Lord,
no,
what am I going to say?
I know. I mean, it's my go-to. You want to join a team. Join a team where you have good camaraderie, good supporting individuals around you, good team members, the supporting dispatch, you know, that doesn't tell you to turn at the red barn. They give you good directions, support from health and safety, water haulers out there. You know, we've all heard the terminology. Truck pushers, we don't have truck pushers here. We have supervisors. They're here to help. They're here to support and be a tool.
Fantastic. James Cotter, thank you so much. Best of luck with all the soccer and everything. And,
thank you.
That's, I know it's a big deal for you. Alex Brnelovich, Vice President of Operations. You got about a minute.
Yeah, so if you are a motivated individual with a CDL Class A or B that really wants a career with a good team, with a whole heck of a lot of support around you as that CDL driver, please come to ECM Energy Services along with our top-tier pay and total compensation to you, that CDL driver. So come on aboard.
Okay, and for more information, ECM Energy Services is on Facebook. And also, you have a website.
We do.
What is that called? ECM Energy Services?
ECMEnergy.com.
Oh, ECMEnergy.com. Okay, great. And also a phone number for Ryland?
It is 724-802-0275.
Once again, that's?
724-802-0275. Hence the reason why she couldn't be here, because her phone has been blowing up nonstop.
Well, it's amazing what Dimitri can accomplish. It really is. And again, Dimitri hates to brag, as everybody knows. Alex and James, thank you for being good sports.
Thank you.
Because I know I can be a bit insane sometimes. But it was wonderful, and I wish you continued success. We're up to 90 drivers now.
90 drivers.
That is absolutely fantastic. And almost all of them are from this area.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great. And keep up the great work. We'll get you back on. Thank you for being our advertisers. We appreciate it more than you could ever imagine. And onward and upward. James, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
James, was the coffee okay?
The coffee was fantastic. highly recommended for most customers here.
Shut up. I hate these guys.